Okay, it's working now. I'm with Mr. Irwin Sewers.
Yeah.
And they call you Bud?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And he is the son of Frank Sewers and Mary Haber.
Yeah.
And how long have you been in Saugatuck?
87 years. Except for I was in the Army.
where did you live when y'all were born?
When I was born?
Which part of the town?
Right down, I was born right down on Lake Street.
On Lake Street.
Where the leather shop used to be there.
Okay. And what do you remember about growing up? Were you involved in the business with your dad and uncle?
Well, I worked for my dad, yeah, when I got out of the Army. Before I was drafted, I quit school. I went 3 years of high school, and then I quit, and then I went to work for my dad. And then the war come along, and I was drafted, and I served 35 months in the Army. And then I come back, and I worked for my dad till he retired in, I think, 59. So that left me out of the job. So then I got other jobs. I ended up working at automobile dealerships.
Yeah, when you were in service, were you overseas?
Yeah.
What theater did you go to?
South Pacific. I was in New Guinea. I was in the Philippine Islands. I was in the Philippine Islands when the war ended.
Okay. Well, my uncle was in New Guinea, and he was in the jungle.
Well, I wasn't really in the jungle.
Yeah.
I was most I was in the Philippines for I don't know how long now. It's been so long, but I worked in the office. That's all I did.
Well, that's good. That's great service. And on Lake Street, do your dad live there from the time you were born until the time he died?
Yeah.
He lived in the same house down on Lake Street?
Not the same house.
Okay.
They sold the house on Lake Street and moved two doors over to which ended up being the Commercial Record building there.
Okay.
My mother lived there and my mother died there, and then my dad eventually remarried, and then my dad died there.
And that's about a block down from where Jane Bird Van Dis lives.
Yeah.
That area.
It would be south of where Jane lives.
So
about a half a block.
So we were a block up the hill and a block down Maple, and you were a block off of the bridge at the bottom.
Yeah.
You probably knew some of the same people on Bridge Street, or on Maple at the time. Ralph Cartwright's grandmother, Mrs. Updike.
Yes.
And then there were the Palsers.
Yeah.
They used to own all the property on Bridge Street.
Yeah, I know. I knew them all.
You knew them all?
Yeah. Yeah. Old Jake Palser, yeah.
Yeah, you remember him.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the guy that my grandpa used to tell me, when he got rid of the horse and wagon, he had the Model T, and he drove into the barn and he says, "Whoa!" He went right out the other side. He thought he had a horse up ahead of him.
That was Jake Palser?
That was old Jake Palser.
Yeah. Now, I know he did some road work for the city, he would do some construction and grading and things like that.
Well, I can remember about him was, of course, I was a little kid, he was a real old man. He used to come to see my grandpa all the time, and he was just Mr. Palser. If I remember right, he had a Model T, and I think he did have a little milk route at one time. I'm not sure.
Did you know his brother-in-law, Mr. Heinze?
Well, I knew, more or less, knew who they were, the Heinzes. Yeah. And all them old German families.
Yeah, yeah. My people were down at the far end and just summer people, but her name was Pamperine. And my aunt was about the age, a little older than you, about Vivian's age. Well, about Betty Powers' age. And no, I guess she was even older than Vivian Powers. And she would come and she'd stay during the summers, and I think for a while she worked. She'd come up and work here in the summers, and she worked at the Blue Lantern.
Yeah.
Med Powers.
Yeah.
For a while, and the daughters and a bunch of the girls would waitress over there.
Yeah.
And well, you said you had a box of photos that I could copy from.
You don't know how many I got. I got a box, I can't hardly pick it up. It's full of photos of everything.
Well, that would be great, because we've got a growing collection at the Historical Society, and
a lot of it's
scanned copies of them. We don't keep your originals, but we just make computer copies. I could show you some examples here. Let's see, I got your disc back in here, right? I can show you some examples here of some folders that we have put together of people's family photos.
It's too bad mine isn't hooked up, my CD. My son said, I'll hook it up and show you how to work it. I says, okay.
Let's see, documents. Well, here's some pictures from some of the Ensfields that live down near Pier Cove. And we scan them on the computer. And then you can make copies of this for other people from it. And the files we make, you say this will be the Susan Ensfield collection, and we'll put it on the computer at the Historical Society, and then burn a disk and store it in the vault, so that they'll have these archives. A lot of times we'll get pictures of people that maybe not are in the family, but it's identified who they were, and otherwise we wouldn't have any picture of these people who had lived here at one time. Their family dies off, or they didn't have any, and nobody kept any pictures other than some family friend had one that identified who they were.
Oh, I've got a good picture of my grandparents, my uncles and cousins, but I wasn't in it because I wasn't born yet. It was probably just before I was born, and I guess it was probably during World War I, because my uncle was in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all the other people are in there.
Well, great. And you have them all identified on the back of who they were?
Well, I know who they are. But
well, I brought some note tabs, so as we go through your pictures, if it's not already written on the back, we can write on one of these yellow things and just stick
well,
it.
Well, if you want to look at those pictures.
I'd like to. Let me go ahead and turn this off, and we can. Sticky notes, and I think they got left in the kitchen.
I'll put this away. If you want to sit in a more comfortable chair, you can.
This is fine with me. Is that good for you?
Huh?
Is that good for you?
That's all right.
Okay.
Taken, 38, 39. Yeah. That house still looks the same across the street. Okay. Yeah.
So it was on the uphill side of the lake. It wasn't on the river side of the lake.
Yeah, that house is on the river side.
Yeah, but your
yours was across the street from it.
Now what is that? Looks like sand dune.
Oh, I don't know, you know. I had a little camera, used a 10-cent roll of film, and I just took pictures. And the one girl in this picture is over in Douglas in the nursing home.
What's her name?
Alice Lundgren.
Lundgren, okay.
Yeah, she's there. The other three are gone.
Okay, and you know the names of each one?
Yeah.
Well, maybe what I should do is go ahead and scan them and come back and put them on the computer. If you'd have time to look at them with me on the computer, you could tell me about them as we went through them. And then I could write down the names of the people and stuff. That would be faster. But I don't have my sticky note. And that girl?
Yeah.
No. Her name?
Well, when Chat was taken, her name was Mary Nipper.
Mary Nipper.
She was married three times, and her first two husbands, one was killed during the war, one was killed after the war, and then she married a guy from Fenville.
Okay.
And you know who that is?
In the front?
Yeah.
No.
That's Betty Powers, which is in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My aunt passed away last spring. But she still kept in touch with Vivian after all these years up in Grand Rapids. And Vivian's in a kind of a nursing place right now.
Well, I suppose.
Looks like a memorial.
Yeah.
From his funeral?
Yeah.
With your mother?
Yeah.
All the people that visited. You all went to the Congregational Church.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were...
I wasn't much of a church goer, but that's...
Yeah.
Well, I was a little kid, I guess, I went to Sunday school.
Well, I know that here the Wicks went. The Wicks, Franklin. Wicks.
Yeah.
I know the Heaths. May Heath and her husband were members of the Congregational Church. Relatives attending. Hungerford, Sivers, Heglin, all the Saugatuck names.
Yeah.
And Betty Fiala.
Did you know her?
Well, she is. She,
her granddaughter lives down the street from here. Hattie's.
Tigley?
How is it she got? That would be her granddaughter.
The name's familiar, yeah. Barb Tigley had been married to some fellow that had a similar name for her first husband before she married Phil Tigley. But her... was that Jerry Bale's mom? Florence Bale?
No.
Marion Bale.
Marion Bale was Jerry's mother.
George Erickson? Mrs. George Erickson.
Yeah, he was the blacksmith.
Yeah. Their son, I think lives in Connecticut, and I've been emailing with him.
Oh, yeah?
He sent me some pictures by email. Oh, the poet, George Cucumanus?
Cucumanus.
Cucumanus.
Yeah, Greek family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a full turnout.
Yes. The stores all closed the day of the funeral.
That was nice.
You know Demi?
Demi, is that their his parents?
Yeah.
Marvin?
Well, that he was here the other day.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know him personally, but I've heard him spoken of.
Oh, yeah. Times. Yeah. He worked for my dad, he worked for my uncle. I worked with him.
You're the Bradys.
Yeah.
That was, the aunt and uncle of the Power Scrubs. One of the Randall girls married Lemuel Brady. Bob Breckenridge's mother was that?
Grace Breckenridge. Great, yeah. Yeah.
Barons, that was relation to the East. Betty and Ward Martin, their daughter, I've communicated with her, I've met her before. Wow, everybody in town looks like.
Yeah, there was a big turnout.
Jack Sheridan's grandmother, Sarah Sheridan.
Yeah, Mrs. Sheridan.
Jesse Meeks.
Yeah. I knew them all.
Yeah.
Just about.
Well, town the size of Saugatuck is, you know, it was. You expect people to know each other. It was in August when she died. So this was a summer time. People would be home.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice. Everybody like that showed up.
Yeah.
Well, goodness, I tell you, that's a lot of pictures. I think the oldest ones are probably the ones that we want to photocopy, ones from the 40s and 50s.
Now there's going to be a lot of these that were just taken, well, what I call recently. See, that's my ex-wife and over at my house, and a lot of those. And then there's some that are taken.
Where is it? That's not here in town, is it?
That's across the street from right where McDonald's is in Holland.
Ah, okay, it's up in Holland.
Where McDonald's set, that was a big restaurant there.
Okay. Have you worked up in Holland for a while, or?
Oh, 25 years.
Okay, so these are Holland pictures.
Well, yeah.
Oh, do you collect old cars, or do you just like to work on them, go to car shows?
Well, I don't know where some of them were taken. A lot of them were taken at my house, and it's a drag strip.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's Saugatuck, isn't that the blacksmith shop?
Well, no, that's taken down by
well, it was on the corner there by the stoplight. There was a gas station there.
Snug Harbor?
Snug Harbor.
Okay.
That was taken by, I think. Yeah, see, that's Snug Harbor. Yeah. And then, you know, if you said you know Demi, Demi's in one of these pictures.
Those girls, are they members of your family?
No, they just happened to be there and we took a picture.
You're a pretty girl.
I don't just remember why we took a picture. But
now, I've got a newspaper article from the commercial. I think it was from 1939. That said Frank Sewers took 20 tons of carp out of the bayou.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's down there underneath the hill there. Isn't that right out from the chain?
Well,
is that what they call the bayou?
In 30, was it 39?
39.
I'm not sure. I don't just remember. I know we had a big hall right at what used to be the ice house down there in Douglas.
Down in Douglas?
Yeah.
Well, when they refer to something as the bayou, what does that mean to you?
Well, that's Tyler Bayou. That's up from Pier Point.
Okay, Pier Point's where we live now.
Yeah. And the Kalamazoo River angles off.
Yeah.
And then there's...
comes down towards Spring Lake, or...
Oh, it's still recording and it didn't turn it off.